Bill, welcome to the Bob Siegel Show.
Hi, Bob. It's Bill. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Just fine. I was just wanting to get your opinion as to, I've been basically, I guess, awoken in the spirit in the last few months and had a lot of real personal stuff that's really been dramatic in my own life. And I've been trying to find a church that really goes back to the Bible. And basically, I've been finding something in a lot of these churches that I've been going to. It seems to be a common thread that they're putting out the prosperity thing of, now that I've had an awakening in my spirit and that I've had a lot of positive things going on now here, now all of a sudden everybody expects me to pop up with the Mercedes in the driveway and go out yachting.
Well,
and,
Bill,
I just don't know. Am I supposed to be having those in my driveway and out there in the bay?
No, you're not. And let me congratulate you for seeing through such nonsense. It is other nonsense. Bill, are you on a cell phone? It sounds like you're breaking up.
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, well, we'll have to keep this quick. That's okay.
Out here where I can get to the signal.
No problem. Yeah, just find a spot where you can stay still and hold on to a tree or something. But you're asking a great question, and I want to, like I said, congratulate you for being insightful enough to recognize what nonsense is you. There is an actual prosperity gospel that's preached in many evangelical churches, and it's absolute nonsense. The idea that now that you're saved, God wants you healthy and wealthy and wise. As a general rule, God does want our bodies to be healthy. And as a general rule, I would encourage healing ministries, and I believe that when people get sick, as a general rule, not always, they can be healed. But as for God wanting you to have a lot of money, I've been a Christian for 30 years. All I can say is I wish that were true. I barely scrape by. Now, God will provide for us. He'll take care of our needs, but he does not promise to be some genie in the bottle to give us any cotton-picking thing we desire. And here's the real irony, Bill. The pastors who preach that stuff, they think they're being an example of it because they're wealthy.
Yeah.
And they have a Mercedes. But you know why they have a Mercedes and a swimming pool and a mansion? Because they're telling people, if you give me your money, God will bless you. Look, he blessed me. That's like the guy, if you heard the old story, the guy that sent out a letter to 1,000 people saying, for $1, I'll tell you how you can earn $1,000. And what they got back in the mail is, send out 1,000 letters to people charging them $1 to earn $1,000. That's the way the prosperity gospel works. It's utter nonsense. I know there are Christian brothers and sisters who believe in it sincerely, and there's nothing wrong with their hearts. I do think they should check their heads. Okay, my friend, thank you for calling in.